Ready? Let me start by really complimenting Todd Monken and the Southern Miss football team. I thought, well, this was a heck of a Conference USA football game. Very hard-fought game, very physical game. I thought the way they competed with their backup quarterback, it's unfortunate with the injury, but I thought the way that their football team competed, I thought the way their defensive line played, I thought physically they beat us up front. I mean, it made it very difficult to run the ball when they controlled the line of scrimmage with their defensive front. Thought it was a hard-fought game, two very physical defenses that neither team ran the ball very well, which made it pretty much a passing game with both teams. We tried to get the running game going early, just really struggled with it. Came in at halftime and said we were going to open it up more and we were going to start getting the ball down the field. Said I was having a hard time getting the ball to Kenneth Dixon, so I had a little bit of experience that when we had Chris Johnson, and he was our second leading receiver every year for 4 years. And so we said we're going to start utilizing him as a receiver, and I thought he played really well, competed. I thought the third play of the third quarter when he took that screen pass or took the underneath spot route underneath and went the distance with it, great competitor, scored what, three touchdowns tonight, I think, so a couple of them through the air. But we just said I had to find a way to get him involved in the offense, even though we couldn't get him going in the running game. And I can't say enough positive things about Cody Sokol, the way he competed. He had 100 yards at halftime. I think he threw for 300 in the second half. I don't know exactly what those numbers were, but they were somewhere in there. But just really proud of this football team, the way they competed. Our defense kept them out of the end zone for the most part, except for a couple of those plays there late. But I thought it was a total team effort. Anytime you could go on the road and win, Louisiana Tech hasn't won in Hattiesburg since 1982, and for this group to come here and compete and find a way to win, I'm really proud of this football team and the things that they did. I told them last night and again this morning, I'm not asking you to play perfect. We're going to make mistakes today, but what we got to do is we got to play for 60 minutes, and I thought that this football team did that.
Really, really tough first half. Couldn't get a lot going. But to be able to have a guy like Kenneth Dixon, where he's a running back, but you still throw to him for 120 plus yards, how key is that, not only in this game, but as you head down the final stretch of the season?
Well, I think it's key when you're looking at two freshman receivers in Marcus Gaines and Marlon Watts on the outside, with Sterling Griffin not being able to play in this game, and with Paul being a little bit limited, was able to play but very limited. You look out there at halftime, our two leading receivers are two true freshmen. We just pulled the red shirt off one a week ago, and he's one of the leading receivers at halftime. Now, they probably had as many drops as they did catches, but this is invaluable experience. And when you've got the youth and inexperience on the outside like that, then you lose Hunter Lee. You've got the best football player you got is Kenneth Dixon, and we had to find a way to be able to utilize him as a receiver. And I thought he did a really nice job with that. But again, really proud. A lot of guys had to step up. But when you started looking at some of the injuries that we had to find a way to get the ball in the guy's hands that could make a difference. I mean, Carlos Henderson came in, made a catch. He's been very limited with that ankle, played very limited, but I thought he did a nice job on that one deep route, really made two catches on that one drive to score, to put it up two scores. So just proud of some of the younger players that are stepping up, and the way this football team just keeps finding ways to win. It's not just about offense. It's not just about defense. It's about a team, and I thought we did what we had to do to win tonight, and I'm proud of this team.
Cody Sokol, 423 yards passing, three touchdowns. That's actually the second most passing yards for a quarterback in this stadium's history. Wow. He very easily could have gotten frustrated, given up at halftime. He didn't. Talk a little bit about him.
No, he just, I mean, he was, he's a great competitor. They changed a lot of things up on us in the first half. We're mixing a lot of playing. Started out the game in man, then they started going to two deep. And I mean, at one point they said, Coach, we've had four third downs. They've run four different coverages. I mean, we're just getting a plethora of different looks. And like I was telling you, it was just, we were just off, just outside. You know, that first deep ball that he threw to Trent gets hit. It seemed like there was a lot of just almost, but when the second half, he was really dialed in, and I thought he did a great job. I think Tony Peterson's done a great job with him. As you talk about a guy that's been in this program really since June for about 4 months, and what he's doing out there operating this offense right now, controlling protection, sliding the line. And I thought the offensive line did a much better job in the second half of protection. You know, in the first half, we couldn't. I mean, Cody was on his back every time we called a pass. He was getting the dog meat beat out of him. But when in the second half, we went in and I told that offensive line, I don't want to see any long faces. You know, we miss a block. I'm seeing shoulders slump, body language is awful. It's like, you know what? Hey, that's one of the mistakes. Pick it up. Let's go on. I'll yell about it tomorrow. But today, that play's over. Let's compete and keep going with it. And like I said, proud of what they did.
There might not be anything tougher than to win on the road, especially in a rivalry game and a conference game.
Yes.
While it may not be pretty and you may have a lot of mistakes to look over the film tomorrow, how important is it for this team as they look towards the last part of this season to have the confidence knowing they can win those tough games when things aren't going their way?
We got to find a way to go 1-0. That's what we talk about every week. We got to find a way to go 1-0. We're not looking how many games are left. We got one game on our schedule right now. That's Western Kentucky. We're going to enjoy this one for 24 hours. We're going to celebrate when we get home, and we're going to wake up tomorrow morning and we're going to get to work on Western Kentucky. I'm proud of the body work this team has done, what they've done in the league, what they've done in conference play, and how far we've come and how much we've grown. But we just got to make sure we maintain our focus, because as evidenced by today, and that's a really good football team. Like I said, that's a really good football team, and as evidenced today, we're not ready to sit back on easy street. We still got a long way to go.